Hi, I'm Alec Bain, and I'm here with Wendy Gillis to talk a little bit about OpenFile, an online local news site that launched in Toronto in May. Wendy, you've written a feature about how OpenFile has been performing as a local news site in Toronto, and about how it's living up to some of the media hype it got when it launched. But from what I understand, the site's not just in Toronto anymore.
Yeah, that's right, Alec. Hands down, the biggest challenge for me when I was writing about OpenFile was keeping up with all their changes. When I first started researching back in May, the site hadn't even launched. It was actually just a series of blog posts. Since then, they've redesigned their site, and they've even hired on a few more editors. Definitely the biggest change was the expansion. They expanded both to Vancouver and Ottawa, and they launched last month. But because this happened so recently, I wasn't able to explore these sites very much in my feature. So last week, I spoke with Nick Taylor-Vasey, the editor of the OpenFile in Ottawa, and Karen Pynchon, the Vancouver editor, just to check in and see how it's been going for them. Now, when I spoke with Nick, Ottawa OpenFile was just about to launch. It actually launched the next day. But he told me he was really excited for the site to go up because there wasn't really a venue like it in Ottawa where people were outright asked for their story ideas like OpenFile does.
We're the first people, as far as I know, to do the kind of thing that we're doing where we're going to people and saying, please tell us what you want to be news. There's no shortage of media here. There are two daily papers. There are same free weeklies that exist all across the country. There's, you know, TV, radio, all the rest. But they don't often ask people what they want to be news, right? I mean, they might ask them what they think about something that they're reporting on, but they're not going and saying, well, do you think it's even newsworthy in the first place? And so we're not making that assumption, and we're going to the people themselves. I don't think that's been done before.
So when I spoke to Karen, she said much the same thing, and she added that Vancouver was a city that was especially well-suited to OpenFile's community news focus. In general, she said there were three main reasons she thought OpenFile would work in Vancouver. The first one was that she felt that there was a really talented pool of freelancers from which to draw. And that works well with OpenFile because it employs freelance journalists to do all of its reporting. The second reason that she felt Vancouver was an early adopter of technology and that people are really eager to keep pace with changing ways of getting and providing information. I'll let her tell you the third reason.
A lot of the writers and the community members who live here, the one thing they have really strongly in common is that they love it here. People who live here are here because they love it. And so that really increases the chances that they will engage when it comes to covering their communities because they genuinely have a vested interest in, you know, transportation, in culture, in small businesses. Almost more so than any other place I've ever lived. And it's easy to fall in love with living here.
So as you heard Karen say, she thinks that people have a vested interest in their communities. And from what I found while I was doing my feature, OpenFile has worked somewhat in Toronto because Toronto thinks of itself in terms of its neighborhoods. Torontonians strongly identify with sort of the small communities that they come from. So I asked Nick if he thought that Ottawa was a similar case.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's why it'll work here, too. I said I've been going around talking to community associations, and that's because there's such a kind of cool network of community associations here. And there's, I don't think, any set of a few square blocks that's not part of a community. A lot of people here feel very engaged in their community or at least are in tune with their community. I don't even know how many different neighborhoods there are in Ottawa because some of them are 20 square blocks and some of them are 3 square blocks, but it's a large number. And I think it'll work because as large a number as that is, there are a lot of people within who are really interested in what's happening around them. And I think that's why it'll work.
I also asked Karen the same thing, and she said Vancouverites are much the same way. Let's hear what she has to say.
I think that's why I think the model is so excellent because it acknowledges that even in a big city is just many multitudes. And so here you have the Commercial Drive neighborhood, you have Mount Pleasant, you have Kitsilano, you have even downtown itself is split into Davie and English Bay and Yaletown and Gastown. There's, and I think that's one of the reasons why the model is so wonderful, is because it accepts that people don't identify themselves as being from the entire city. They identify themselves from being from, you know, an 8 or 10 block radius.
Thanks very much, Wendy. We look forward to reading your piece this December.
Great. Thanks, Alec.